With the rise of non-state groups like ISIL or Daesh, the world has witnessed the use of chemical weapons on civilians in Syria and Iraq. In November this year, people fleeing Mosul in Iraq died from inhaling sulfur during a military offensive to retake the city from the terrorists. There are also reports that large quantities of sulfur and ammonia, two chemical agents used to make mustard gas, were being used in the same locations as civilians. Speaking to members of the Security Council, the Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson reminded them of the viciousness of these non-state actors and their total disregard for human life. He called on countries to boost their capacity to respond to these threats.
Let me emphasize that it is not simply a case of letting these weapons fall into the wrong hands. There are no right hands for wrong weapons. There are no right hands for wrong weapons. And weapons of mass destruction are simply wrong. There is only one sure way to prevent terrorists from acquiring weapons of mass destruction. That is their complete elimination of these weapons. We live in a world that is overarmed, a world where peace is underfunded, and I urge, on behalf of the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, all states to fulfill their commitment to building a world free of all weapons of mass destruction.
Preventing WMD attacks by non-state actors is a long-term challenge, Mr. Eliasson added. Scientific advances have made it easier for non-state actors to make biological weapons, he also warned. The Deputy Secretary General cited the threat of emerging technologies like 3D printing and unmanned aerial vehicles being used in WMD attacks. Back in 2004, the Security Council passed Resolution 1540, affirming that the spread of these weapons and their means of delivery constitute a threat to international peace. Member states agreed to adopt policies and practices and to exert increased domestic control over the illicit financing or trafficking of material that could be used for the fabrication of WMDs. It also encouraged states to cooperate and share information. Highlighting the growing threats and risks associated with biological weapons, Kim Won-soo, the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, stressed the importance of sharing information.
There is much more work to be done in implementing preventative measures for biological weapons. One near-term step, as reflected in the new resolution, could be to augment information sharing mechanism between states, international organizations, and regional organizations on biological threats and risks.
The consequences of an attack carried out by these non-state actors would be disastrous, and the world must be prepared, Kim Won-soo urged. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.